Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. We want to thank you so much for subscribing to the show today. So we have an amazing gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. And you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Today on the show, we have an awesome guest for you, Karen Drina. And Karen is the founder of the Elan Vital Holistic Healing Center. And she's a second-generation alternative medicine practitioner, and she's really an expert in holistic nutrition, health, and bioenergy evaluation. She's a certified holistic health practitioner from the Global College of Natural Medicine with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She's also a regular lecturer at many Connecticut and New York health events and seminars, and she's the founder of Love and Learn Holistic Childcare, where she has offered many parents the opportunity to place their children in a healthy, nurturing, and toxic-free environment as an alternative to traditional facilities. Karen today discusses the state-of-the-art bioenergy evaluation technology, which is so awesome because it actually helps you identify any nutritional imbalances or deficiencies you might have. So it's really state-of-the-art technology, and Karen is just an amazing expert in this, and she shares some really cool tips on nutrition that you're going to love. So take good notes, enjoy the show today, and make it an incredible day. Karen, thank you so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell us more about your background and what got you interested in healing and nutrition?
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and talk today about nutrition and holistic health. My background is I am a second-generation alternative medicine practitioner. I grew up with alternative medicine. My mom is a doctor of Oriental medicine. And so that was pretty neat, being able to have a lifelong association with holistic health and alternatives to traditional medicine. And my journey as a holistic health practitioner is not unlike a lot of other practitioners. It was a journey of self-healing. And through that, I discovered how incredibly effective lifestyle changes can be, and decided to take my passion and turn it into my vocation.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And, you know, I have found it's really common that most health practitioners, you know, first started with the journey to heal themselves, and once they had that kind of epiphany or that great moment of healing, they kind of realized, hey, I want to share this with everyone.
Right, and I think that it really helps from a practitioner's point of view to understand the struggles that their clients are going through. I mean, ill health can be so debilitating on so many different levels, and you have a client who walks the door who is emotionally and physically in pain. And often feel like they have nowhere to turn. And so having that sort of empathy for the person who's sitting in front of you, I think, is really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell us about what kind of work do you focus on, and how do you help people, and what's your focus?
Well, I like to think of myself as a 21st century holistic health practitioner. And one of my favorite ways to describe it is that 21st century holistic health is not your grandmother's folk medicine anymore. Mm-hmm. And while it certainly has its roots in what would be considered traditional alternative medicine modalities, technology has taken holistic health to astonishing places. And both our ability to evaluate an individual's health condition and also in the quality of the natural medicines, the alternative medicines that are available in the form of vitamins and supplements and homeopathics and herbal medicines. And so I see my practice and how I work as a practitioner is as a fusion of traditional modalities, time-proven techniques, with state-of-the-art technology. So it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun to be in the 21st century and be practicing holistic health. I specialize in bioenergy, and that's incredibly exciting. And through bioenergy, I'm able to specialize in functional disturbances with clients. And clients who suffer from functional disturbances are the clients that walk in the door, and they're so frustrated because they don't feel good, and they have a myriad of symptoms, and they've, more likely than not, they've been to see a number of different traditional doctors and had all kinds of tests done, and they're told that there's really nothing wrong with them. There's been no specific tissue or organ damage diagnosed. They haven't tested positive for allergies or toxicity in conventional lab work. So they come and they sit down and they know that they're not feeling well. They just don't know why. And so that's why I see myself as practicing personalized medicine.
Gotcha. Well, tell us some stories about some of your patients, because I think a lot of people, when they hear the words bioenergy and bioenergy evaluation, you know, they don't really understand it. So can you give us some stories of how you've helped people?
Sure. Actually, yeah, I think a great place to start is probably a very short introduction to what bioenergy evaluation is, because people hear that, and you're right. Most people aren't very familiar with it, and it's something that I am incredibly passionate about, and it's very exciting. It's relatively new compared to Eastern medicine that has been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's about a 50-year-old technology. And it's really about, it really comes down to energy and the visualization of energetic changes and the relationship those changes have to the functional medicine that I was talking about earlier. And when you think about energy, it's invisible. But it also, energy is the ability of a physical system, any physical system, to make a change. And it's not until we see the effects of those changes that we actually see what energy can do. So in the body, each cell holds energy. When you think about it, Tom, if you break us down as a functioning human being at the smallest part of it, we're just a little swirling mass of energy, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we're these cells with atoms and electrons spinning around the nucleuses, and that takes energy to make it happen. So bioenergy evaluation allows us to visualize the changes, energetic changes on the energetic level of our body. And with a very sophisticated, state-of-the-art electrodermal screening device, as a practitioner, I can scan the body energy level for energetic disturbances. And so by recording these energetic disturbances, I can actually have a visual picture of the health of the cells of the body. And these energetic changes are registered as inflammation or stress in the energy, or on the other side, it can be registered as a depletion or an exhaustion in the energy if related to a certain cell or body system. Is that sort of a nutshell of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tell us about how do you apply that with patients and how does that make a difference?
Well, how I apply it with clients is that it's based on electroacupuncture according to Ball. In the 1950s, Dr. Reinhold Ball discovered that you could actually measure the frequency changes through resistance in the acupuncture meridians of the body. And the acupuncture meridians of the body are channels of subtle energy that flow through the body. So how it helped me, one of the ways that it helps me help clients is that it is an invaluable source of data about what's happening on an energetic level in somebody's body. And when you think about it back to that, to the functional medicine that I was talking about earlier, about the client who has these symptoms, but they can't, from a biochemical or conventional lab work, they can't find any problems. In the science of homeopathy, disease starts with disturbances, energetic disturbances, which can precede the manifestation of physical symptoms and chemical disturbances. So when a client walks in, the first thing that I do is do a very detailed health history report. It's like an interview, you know, lots of questions that they may not realize are related, are telling me something about their body. And then in conjunction with that, I have so many different tests, bioenergy tests that I can run that can help me kind of piece together what's really going on in their body. So some of the different conditions that have been helped with the data that I've collected through bioenergy have been related to chemical toxicity, because we all know what chemical toxicity can do to our body. Nutritional deficiencies that can lead to all kinds of childhood disorders. That can lead to autoimmune conditions, that can lead to inflammation in the body, emotional imbalances. I mean, it's fairly unlimited in what it can help a practitioner evaluate about somebody's at least their energetic level of their body.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how does that work? I mean, how does it assist you in targeting someone's individual nutritional deficiencies?
Oh, well, that's what... It's really so amazing. And again, it really goes back to what we're talking about this personalized medicine. And when you think about... when you think about pharmaceuticals and one pill helps all these kinds of symptoms, what I'm trying to do as a practitioner and what holistic health practitioners are doing is that we are trying to identify what is going on in each individual's body, because everybody is different. This one pill that cures one set of symptoms really doesn't, that's not what holistic health is about. So if you think about nutritional needs and nutritional needs and nutritional deficiencies, it's really important to identify what an individual's nutritional deficiencies are, so you can help them be as healthy as possible. everyone knows that, or you hear, you can pick up a magazine and it will say, take vitamin C and it'll help your immune system. But an individual's immune system can be compromised because for so many different reasons other than that they have a vitamin C deficiency. And more importantly, if you have a nutritional deficiency, why? And so many people don't think about that. Is it simply because you don't eat enough, like in the vitamin C, that you're not eating enough citrus? Usually not. Our body can have a nutritional deficiency due to a lack of consumption in our diet, but more importantly, it can have a nutritional deficiency because our body is dysfunctioning in some way. It's dysfunctioning in the way that it absorbs a particular nutrient. It's dysfunctioning in a way that it's assimilating a particular nutrient. And if it's, and once it gets that nutrient into your system, your body needs to deliver it to where it needs to go. And that delivery process can be impaired some way. So it's a very complicated system. And the more information that a practitioner has about a nutritional profile of a client, the better we can help put together a nutritional protocol that will really feed an individual body, of the individual's body. And that's really what nutritional supplementation is about. It's about supporting the body, feeding it so your body, the cells of your body, can perform the individual functions that they were made to perform. Individual nutritional deficiencies can be in many different forms. It can be amino acids, enzymes, fatty acids, minerals, vitamins. By collecting as much information as possible about an individual's bioenergetic levels, I can ascertain more information about that.
Gotcha. And, you know, we've talked before, and you talked about, you know, all nutritional supplements are definitely not created equal. So what do you mean by that?
Oh, this is really important. All nutritional supplements are not created equal. There's a big difference, and there's a wide range of processing and manufacturing and sourcing. So when you think about it, where does what's in this bottle, where did it come from? Is it natural? Because there's an assumption that all vitamin supplementation or nutritional supplementation is natural, but it's not. How was it made? What was the manufacturing plant like? Was it clean? Is it contaminated? Are there things in here that are not supposed to be in here? So outside of the sourcing and the processing, there's also the technology. As I mentioned earlier, technology has given these alternative medicine pharmacies the ability to manufacture these incredibly bioavailable supplements. And what I mean by bioavailability, I mean that they are in a form that your body can use very easily, that they can use most of what is in that pill that you're taking, and that it's also organic, you know, that it's from raw organic sources. And then there's ways to, wow, it's just fascinating. As a matter of fact, on my website, and I'll give you the information for that, there's resources. I have resource links So you can go to different associations that actually rate and give you information about individual manufacturers and their manufacturing processes. So it's really all about what, you know, what makes one nutritional supplement different from another. It's really all about processing, sourcing, and the technology that they use.
Gotcha, definitely. And so where can people find out more about you and the work that you do?
Well, they can find more about me at www.elanvitalholistichealing.com. And there's one more thing that I wanted to mention about nutritional supplementation, and that is, this is a question that I get often, and it's, are they safe? Because there's a lot of news stories that talk about different problems that individuals have had with different nutritional supplements. And
yeah, like
again,
there was that Flintstone vitamin, what they had,
yes.
What they had lead in them, right?
Right, absolutely. Because there's this natural, there's a trust, in a consumer trust when they see vitamins, when they walk into a health store or they walk into any place that sells these kind of nutritional supplements, that they're safe, because they're all natural. And like I mentioned before, they're not always all natural. And that it's there's poor government regulation surrounding nutritional supplements.
Yeah, very poor.
Very poor, and we're not always sure that what's it says on the label is exactly what's in that bottle and in the exact amounts. And when I was talking about processing earlier, and is it a clean processing, you know, manufacturing plant, there is the likelihood that sometimes that they can get contaminated. And more importantly, there is a potential, and this is important that all your listeners pay attention to this, is that there is a potential with all nutritional supplementations, whether they're vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathics, there is a potential for interactions with medications that they may be taking. And again, on my website, there's resources listed where you can look up the different medications. There's one resource, actually, where you can plug in your medication and supplements that you're interested in taking, and they can, it'll tell you whether or not there's a possible interaction between them. And also, this is a little self-serving, but it's a really good reason to really consult a practitioner that you trust before you start taking before you start self-medicating with nutritional supplements.
Definitely, you know, we can all use an expert's advice and some coaching and some support, and it's, you know, no one knows everything themselves, so we all need help and support from experts like you.
Well, thank you very much. And information is knowledge is power. And, you know, there are practitioners, holistic practitioners available in every community. And, of course, the Internet is an incredible resource for information.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Karen. You've been a great resource for information for us today, and really appreciate you being on the show with us.
It's been my pleasure, Tom. And, again, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And, Tom, thank you for all that you're doing for awareness with nutrition and health.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Okay, have a great day.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Hey, we'd love to get your feedback, so please review the show on iTunes. You can find the show through iTunes and just write us a review. We'd love to hear what you think of the show and what you thought, especially of this episode. So thank you so much. We're wishing you an incredible day, and please come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Take care.